You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, an Ivory Coast Media production. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It's good to be with you. I hope you have been enjoying these different presentations this month of October on remarkable and resilient women. It's been a privilege for me to present these women to you, and I have an interesting discussion for today. There's just some things that have been on my mind I just wanted to share with you, because there's so much going on in the world, but more particularly, there's a lot going on in our community, the African-American community, that I think, if nothing else, I want to share my ideas and help to bring some healing and hope. Because in many cases, in our community, there is hopelessness. There is a lot of chaos. It doesn't mean that there aren't positive things that are going on, but you don't need me to talk about the positive at this particular moment, because we have issues in our community, and I think these issues are causing great disruption, chaos, and mayhem in our culture. And I want to see that turned around. That's what I'm really getting to. I want to see us become more. One of the things, I'm just going to share from my heart a little bit, if you don't mind. And I'm going to do it even if you do, because it needs to be said. I'll tell you something. I have never really understood male ego. Male ego has never made sense to me. I know that physically, in most cases, men appear to be stronger than women. I say appear to be because strength is about situations and circumstances. God has equipped men and women differently to complement one another, but not to be at odds with one another. You may be wondering what I mean by situations and circumstances. Allow me to give you some examples I'm sure you will be able to relate to on one level or another. It's pretty simple and pretty straightforward. Let's say a man and his wife go to the supermarket for groceries and they acquire enough food for several weeks. By reason of physical strength and size, the husband can carry more with relative ease in that situation and circumstance. His body is equipped for that particular kind of strain. Now let's flip the script a little bit and talk about a woman carrying a child inside her body for 9 months that increasingly taxes her physical resources over time as it increases in weight and appetite. Not for 9 days, not for 9 minutes, but for 9 months long. She not only needs to maintain herself but she needs to care for the life inside of her as well. For 9 months. That's not just physical strength, that's internal fortitude as well. She will do all this, all that is required to sustain the life inside her, and still put on her flats and go to work, sometimes right up until the moment her water breaks. I think that's quite remarkable. Men will never know that kind of strength, the situation or the circumstances. We just won't know it. It is through that strength that we all enter this world. There is no male chest beating that can compare. No deadlift of 500 pounds, no dazzling slam dunk from 10 feet in the air. Nothing compares with that kind of strength. It is what is required for that circumstance. We are built with different abilities to meet certain circumstances and situations. The strength of men, I will discuss at another time, because this month the focus is resilient and remarkable women. I'm puzzled at times why men find the need to tout their strength over a woman. It's beyond me. It's beyond my scope to comprehend stupidity. It is childish and bordering insanity, in my opinion. The precious strength of women sustains us not only physically, but emotionally as well. All of this brings to mind a woman of tremendous strength, character, and truly remarkable resilience. And her name is Harriet Tubman. When we come back, we'll talk about her just a little bit, and then some final thoughts, and we'll wrap it up.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important. And clean their credit. Because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year and we kind of get them back together and they go on.
So, Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction, right when we donate it.
Nope. Not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bills, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
Okay, we're back. And once again, I hope you are enjoying this presentation. But let's talk about Harriet Tubman for a little bit. She was born Araminta Minty Ross in Maryland around 1822. Harriet adopted her mother's name after escaping slavery. History reports that she never lost a slave and helped more than 3,000 escape. She was codenamed Moses, and it is said that she once said she could have freed thousands more slaves if only they knew they were slaves. What is lesser known about her are these facts. Her knowledge of local flora in Maryland led her to find a cure for Union troops suffering from dysentery. She also helped relieve symptoms of chickenpox, cholera, and yellow fever. All this while being labeled illiterate. Clearly, illiterate should never be confused with being ignorant or uneducated. She lived a remarkably full life, especially for an African-American woman at that time period. She lived to the ripe age of 91, dying at a charity home she founded in Auburn, New York. She was buried with full military honors. There is far more I could report and say about Harriet Tubman, but you can read about it on the web, history books. This is the information age, so that information is available to you. I mention her because, in my mind, she epitomizes resilience, courage, and remarkable strength, and refused to allow any perceived shortcomings to prevent her from achieving her goals. Freeing people living in a hellish, horrifying existence. What's my point to this discussion of resilient and remarkable women throughout this month of October? In a word, respect. I don't mean to be overly dramatic or pandering to my female listeners, but I must be honest and tell you that from my perspective, men far more often than not have failed to properly respect and honor women, particularly African American women. I'm not a psychologist. I don't pretend to understand all the intricate inner workings of the human mind. I know that human relationships can be complicated and messy between men and women, boys and girls. There's a myriad of reasons as to why we may disrespect one another. But what I do know is that we don't have to disrespect one another. We don't have to behave badly. Human beings have a mechanism built into our DNA called choice. We can move beyond instinct and choose our behavior. That is what distinguishes us from beasts and fowl. But sometimes we choose to behave as beasts until it is not convenient to do so. Our culture, our families, our heritage is in great peril and jeopardy. In large part, I believe, it is due to simple choices that begin with disrespect. Where we go from here is not up to politicians. It's not up to the clergy. It's not up to scientists. It's not up to sociologists. Where we go from here is in our hands, in our ability to choose. We need to remember who we are. We need to stop and reflect. We need to remember where we come from truly. And I'm not just talking about African heritage. I'm talking about who we are as a people culturally, who we are morally. We need to remember not just a distant history, but recent. We need to remember our matriarchs and patriarchs and those that have set good examples for us. Those that have been beacons of understanding, because we are not all from dysfunctional families. But dysfunction has set in like a virus in our community, and too many of our children suffer as a result. And they are unlearned and untaught. But we can turn the tide of this current chaos. We can make a difference by making different choices. Why have I had this discussion about resilient and remarkable women? I'm having this discussion as a point of reference. Many of our households, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers, they had a lot of influence on our behavior. And somehow, when our grandmothers died, it seems as though our families disintegrated. We would gather at their behest. They said, "We're having dinner," then we were having dinner as a family. No questions asked. Whether you called your grandmother Medea, Big Mama, Big Ma, you know what I'm talking about. But there was a cohesiveness and great respect. We can choose to honor their memory. We can choose to honor what they taught us by returning to the character that they instilled in us. We are not wild beasts. We are not fowl. We are far more. And we can be more. We can show more. We can do more. Just some things that have been bubbling around inside my head that I needed to get out, because the answers are not outside of us. The truth of the matter is, we know what to do. We just need to do it. And in my mind, it begins with respect. We need to honor our women who have demonstrated great fortitude and guide those women in our community who, for whatever reason, are missing the mark, and show them the path that they need to go on. Because I'm not pretending that, let me be clear about this. Not all women are remarkable or resilient. That's not my point. My point is, many are, and they go uncelebrated, and they need to be celebrated. Not worshipped, but celebrated. We need to hold them up as beacons of respect, as examples to our daughters and our sons. Because our sons will follow our example. They will watch how we treat the women, our women. They will watch, and they will glean, and they will learn, and they will emulate our example. As men, I believe as men, we have the power. We have the power to help make this necessary shift in our communities. It doesn't make sense to me for a man to beat his chest and yet abandon his family. Scripture teaches us some very valuable lessons, very practical lessons. There's one verse of Scripture that says, Do for others as you would have them do for you. It's very straightforward, very simple, but it's powerful when practiced. if men treated women as they want to be treated. And that this is not a men bashing session. Men don't do what they need to do. I'm saying that we need to do more, and more of us need to influence other men by our example. We need to do it. And I see it coming together in different places, in different ways, but we can do better. We can be more. Mutual respect is the path to healing our families and creating a legacy of love that can never be erased. Rest assured, my friends, I'm not saying it's all doom and gloom. I want that to be very, very clear. But we can do better. We must do better. For future generations, we must do better. Our resilient and remarkable women are shining examples of what we all can be. And Harriet Tubman is proof positive. You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen, to share this moment with me. Love to have some feedback from you, your ideas and what your thoughts are, your commentary. You know what? I think that'll do it for today. Once again, thank you. And you can respond to me on Instagram, Facebook. You can call at 248-494-2536. Whatever your preference, you can reach out however you wish. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. And you have a great day on purpose. And I mean that.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.